James Smallwood, JamesSmallwood, President of the Fraternal Order of Police.
Yeah, so as I mentioned in the note, just very simply curious as to what your reaction is with regard to this proposal for an oversight board, public oversight board for the department. I understand you've written a letter in response to that, but I haven't had a chance to see that, so I was hoping that you could share that response with me.
Sure, I'd be happy to share the written format response to you if you'd like. You know, and we had no idea that the bill was even, or the ordinance rather, was being considered, and that it was going to be submitted. Councilman Davis never came to us and discussed it with us. He never bothered to garner the opinion of anybody that's in law enforcement that we know of to see whether or not this is something that would function. And quite frankly, we are very disturbed by many of the components of the ordinance. I think it is a solution that is in search of a problem that does not exist in Nashville. And for whatever perceived problem there is, this would not be a solution. So that's kind of in a nutshell what our concerns are and what our general, our first thoughts on it are.
Yeah, obviously there has been some who have protested in council meetings throughout the city. There obviously is an element of the community that is concerned. Does the FOP have any response to that? Are you doing anything to try to address concerns in the community?
We are working with some community groups to try and figure out what those concerns are and what would be viable solutions to them. But at this point, you've got to remember, Mike, we've got three different civilian review boards for the Metro Police Department. The first and the most ultimate being a grand jury, which is comprised of civilians drawn off a random database. The second being the Civil Service Commission, also comprised of civilians. And the third being the Metropolitan Council. And all of those civilian entities have the ability to review what the police department and its employees are doing. So to add another layer of civilian review to this, first of all, it's not efficient and it's not necessary. But while I understand that there are those that are protesting certain things that have occurred in this city, a lot of those protests are based largely in emotion and not in fact. And we're working, like I said, we're working with some community groups to try and figure out viable solutions for the city and the city's police officers who have sworn to protect and serve. But right now, another civilian review board is not the solution in our minds.
Yeah, yeah. I know that the city is currently experimenting with the cameras for the officers. I'm just curious if there's been any initial reaction from your membership to that experiment, and you know what your officers are saying about the camera systems.
Well, you know, by and large, body cameras are only going to show the community that we're doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing. We don't have any concern over the cameras. When the initial conversation started on body cameras, we only had one concern, and that was the economic impact on Nashville and on the employees in Nashville. Certainly, it's a very big ticket item, but it works to build some more trust between the community and the police department. And that's fine. We've got no issues with it. We think it's going to be a good tool for the police officers to show that, hey, this is what we're dealing with on a daily basis, and we're doing our jobs, and we're doing them well. And so no issues at all with body cameras. We look forward to the full implementation of them. Our only suggestion when this initial conversation started was, well, if you're going to do it, that's fine, but you've got to give it to everybody, not just to you know, a small group of people. Now, in the testing phase, that's a different story. That's how we figure out what works best for us. But when we're ready for full implementation, when we've gone through an RFP and we've decided who we want to use for a vendor and that kind of thing, every officer out there needs to have a camera.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, I think that's all the questions that I have for now. Anything that your familiarity with the subject suggests we should address before we stop?
Well, I would just suggest that you review the legal opinion and the legal implications of this current bill. It's a violation of the Tennessee United States Constitution. It's a violation of of criminal process and many other things that the courts have ruled on, this legislation that they're promoting would violate. So it's essentially breaking the law. So
breaking the law, how do you see it breaking the law?
Well, I'd be happy to share the legal opinion with you, but it's absent of due process 100%. It doesn't afford any due process to anybody that's involved in an investigation. It gives a civilian review board open access to open criminal investigations, which has been deemed by the courts to be not lawful to open those up to the public before the investigation is concluded. So those are just a few of the snippets. Again, I'd be happy to share the legal opinions with you and let you review them for yourself.
Yeah, you have the email, so if you get a chance, do that. Obviously, though, there are communities around the country that are using civilian review boards. So, you know, is this just a question of how this particular board has been proposed?
Well, you know, you're right, Mike. There are communities around the nation that have used them, and they're by and large not successful. They're not effective. For instance, look at the Albuquerque Civilian Review Board. They have just shown that their civilian review board is ineffective and is rather open to the ability to be manipulated and make the wrong calls. And I'll be happy to share a news story with you on that as well, where they've come out and made the wrong call on a officer-involved incident. Look at Chicago. It was riddled with corruption. They had to shut it down and start a new one. So show me a civilian review board in the country that has worked. And it's been effective, and it's not a back-end solution. You know, those that have promoted civilian review boards across the country have come out and said publicly, these are back-end solutions. They're not effective solutions. So to implement something like this without a real vision for a solution in place, it's just not a good idea.